fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping, but never stopping to buy.
So shed those dowdy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be. A reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that be.
I'll admit it, you loved it. That was the Seekers, of course, from 1966 or something. I should say hello, really, shouldn't I? Well, hello, that was the Seekers, and I'm sure that I'll get some complaints about that. I hope I get some complaints about it. I'd like a debate, really. Produced by Tom Springfield, Dusty Springfield's brother, late of the Springfields, the group that Dusty Springfield was in before she was just Dusty Springfield. I was worried by the Seekers. I was never sure if they were cool or not. Well, I knew that they weren't cool. I mean, they sounded like a Sunday school on legs. But I kind of liked him, and then I bought the Pink Floyd's second album, A Saucer Full of Secrets, and the inner bag had adverts for other records that you could buy on the fabulous EMI record label, like Columbia Records and all that, and one of the adverts was for the Seekers. I mean, there were all kinds of things in there, like the Singing Postman. I was never sure if the Singing Postman was somehow hip. I love all these things, but they're not hip. And at the age of 14 or 15, it was difficult to admit to liking certain... Actually, it would have been all right. I could have admitted to liking Gary Puckett and the Union Gap or the 1910 Fruit Gum Company or some stuff like that, you know, bubble gum, and not been... at all criticised by most of the dunderheads that were my schoolmates, I suppose they were. Well, they weren't mates of mine. I didn't like any of them. The world ended for me when one of them walked in wearing a copy of the second Led Zeppelin album. Went right off that group then. Anyway, here's the reason why I've been absent for a few weeks with the show. This is Yola Tengo.
How did these things happen? Thank you.
What a great band they are, and what wonderful people too. That's Yola Tango off their new album, which is called Popular Songs, and that was Avalon or someone very similar. And of course you should have a copy of that record on CD, vinyl, download, and cabbage leaves even, in your record collection, if only so that the Yola Tango group can become so huge they can have a less punishing tour schedule and we can support them twice a year in a big stadium somewhere, and you might never get to see them play live, which is one of the things that everybody should do. If you get a chance to see Yola Tango, go. In the meantime, just buy all their records, make them into I don't know, a household name. But then I think, a household name? What is a household name? Like a bucket or something? I wouldn't like Yola Tango to turn into a bucket. I don't know what I'm talking about. I've had a lot of records sent to me because people think that I'm quite influential these days. You know, I've become a kind of John Peel in miniature kind of person, it seems. So people keep sending me records. I had an email from Jim Sangster, who was in the Fresh Faced Fellows, as I always call them, because I can never remember whether they're Young Fresh Fellows or the Fresh Young Fellows. But anyway, Scott McCoy's group, which are actually called the Young Fresh Fellows, and they've just reformed and made a new album, which is called I Don't Think This Is. And from I Don't Think this is Suck Machine Crater by the Fresh Faced Blokes.
Standing on the rim of the Suck Machine Crater.
Become a household name on the late night radio. It's David Lovenest here. Through the night, you, me, the music, and a bucket. I should make it clear that I don't consider myself to be a John Peel in miniature or in real life or half life or half light or anything like that. I was just mucking about there, but I'll probably get letters about that or some complaints. Someone will say the cheek of the man. Who's he think he is? Who does he think he is?
Well, my daddy says don't worry, and my daddy says just wait.
And also, I did have a couple of friends at school. My daughter ran into one of them when she was working in a shopping centre on an alcohol awareness day, being in the mental health profession. She was working with a guy who was one of my school friends, a man called Nick Cole, who told my daughter that he always felt that I would either have great success or end up in a mental institution. And my daughter was able to say to him very proudly, he's done both.
When will I taste the sweet fruits of love?
So here's one for my schoolmates, Nick Cole and Edward Gay, both of whom work in the mental health business. I don't know if they're listening, but if they are, this one's for them.
Thank you.
That was a group called Traffic Sound, and the track was called The Revolution, and it comes from somewhere between 1964 and 1974 from Peru. I never thought they had music in Peru in the 60s and 70s, but evidently they did. This is a compilation called Back to Peru Volume 2, which was sent to me by Munster, the Munster record label in Spain, who were the people who sent me the Fresh Faced Geezers record that I played earlier. So very nice that. I hope they keep sending me stuff if it's all going to be like this. I'd like to hear Volume 1 and Volume 3 of this Peru record. That wasn't a hint, that was a request. They probably won't listen to it. They just think I'm sort of going to sell records for them, but you'll probably just copy this and say I've heard it, and that'll be the end of it, because that usually is. Anyway, moving on. It was a great pleasure touring with Yola Tengo for lots of reasons, but one of them being that we had great talks about music. I was amazed that they knew music that I thought only I did, really, these days, unless you count all the old gits who used to wear Afghan coats and everything and sit on the floor. Hippies, you know. But they, like, Yola Tengo knew about Fairport Convention, and we had a talk about Fotheringay, Sandy Denny's group, and they played a Sandy Denny tune for me one night as an encore. I wonder if they know anything about the Seekers. I'm enjoying this Seekers stuff. They did know about Pentangle. We had a talk about Pentangle. And this is where, like, everything seems to be colliding, like rivers running into one and getting into a bit of a mess like I am, because I don't know where this sentence is going. I don't even know where my life's going. How would I know where a sentence is heading? Anyway, the idea being that I was thinking about that Georgie Girl thing by the Seekers that I started the show with. And that was in the soundtrack to a film that might have been called Georgie Girl. I think it was a film or a TV show. No, it was a film. And it was about a girl called Georgie who goes to London, I think. I might be talking absolute crap here. Well, I know I'm talking absolute crap, but I might be talking even more crap than I'm aware when I say that it was a film about a girl who moves to London in search of a great life. And then I thought of this other one that I always think of in conjunction with it, by the group Pentangle, who I actually saw in 1969. They were a fabulous band. But they did the theme for a TV series in the late 60s called Take Three Girls. And that was about three girls who moved to London from different areas of the country and seek whatever they seek, not fame and fortune, but some kind of life. I always liked those programmes because it was infinitely better than where I lived, it seemed, and all I wanted to do was leave and go to somewhere else. I didn't go to London, I went to Hull, which might have been a silly thing to do, but it was okay. Anyway, this is Pentangle, and this is the theme from Take Three Girls. It's called Light Flight.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's race. Look around for someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Visit the frosty start in the backwood flight. Soaring realms of visions, never mind the meaning hidden there. Moving fast, ever and last, ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da.
happy for the interview. Flown to Morocco, electroshock you, scarred you with their scorn. Why did we leave the trees an eternity ago? The creatures huddled in the snow looked out for one another. Now there's another freeze, but we put it all in gold and went ahead and sold our mothers. Who's left to hug us? So put it down to happenstance. It doesn't matter. When trust is shattered, you bounce just like a check. Why did we leave the trees an eternity ago? The creatures huddled in the snow look out for one another. Now there's another freeze, but we put it all in gold and went ahead and sold our mothers. Who's left to hug us? Eternity ago, the creatures huddled in the snow looked out for one another. Now there's another freeze, but we put it all in gold and went ahead and sold our mother.
For the man that bought you the Frankfurt Kitchen, and that's from his new album, The Children on the Hill, and the title of that track is We Put It All in Gold. Now, in a fit of nepotism gone bonkers, I'm going to play our new record. So this is Reckless Eric and Amy Rigby, and this is Bobblehead Doll, and you can order it off our websites, which are www and all that bonkers, and you can complain about the show at the same time. Okay, I'll be back next week with more atrocities. Until then, see you when I see you. Okay, as reliable as ever. Good night.
Went to school, learned to draw. Things you dreamt, things you saw. Made some friends, said goodbye. Fell in love, watched it die. Streets.
is on sale on www.amyrigby.com or on recklesseric.com. Just follow links and you can buy it from us. Get in touch. Send us money.